Warning: Triangle Face may contain content objectionable to minors and the elderly. You have been warned.
No! Never Triangle Face. I hate Triangle Face. It scares me.
Right, Ava? We got a little...
That's our barbershop quartet, consisting this week of...
Dave Vandermeer.
Stephen Kelly.
Jason Clark.
And Ava, what's your last name?
Seriously?
What's your last name, Ava? Ginger
and the little ginger
made me.
That would be
Ava Clark.
Ginger's daughter, Ava Clark, and my wife.
Hi.
Sarah Perkins.
Sarah Pye is her name now.
You're gonna be hearing that low docile tone. You can't, otherwise we're all off.
On.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. You would unplug it. That's the only other option.
We can set it here and they can hear us.
You can sing, you can speak from right there.
We can hear.
Anyway,
once again this week, Brad is not going to be sitting with us. He's
sitting pretty in the high life. He just got a job recently working at Intercessa Battery Company here in the Warrensburg area. And
like an infomercial, you know that, right?
And if you order right now, you'll get two Bradfords for the price of one.
But wait,
does that mean I get to be Don West? You go to me. Do we have any deals in the deal center?
Yeah, yeah. Do we have any deals in the deal center, Steve?
Well, what we got right now is I'm going to throw in not one, not two, six Bowie knives.
Six Bowie knives.
If you call in now, I will put in the katana.
Oh,
and 16 tactical folders. This is all for the low price of $15.99. I don't want to sell them this cheap, Dave.
There's
I do not want to sell them
no
this
way.
Cheap.
No way. It's not worth
it. But wait, call now and you get half off at 40 more.
Oh, my God.
The math doesn't even make sense on this. You better have, like, pre-algebra ability in order to do this, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently, I'm failing.
I want her to say six again so bad.
Yeah.
Don't do that to my daughter.
I won't do that to your daughter or my laughter. So... Okay, so the other day I went on a date with my lady friend, Christy. And so she wanted to go see The Fault Between Our Stars, or whatever it's called, that chick flick movie.
It's not a chick flick movie.
It's about a girl having cancer, right?
Yeah, it's not a chick flick movie.
Okay, it's not
it's written by a dude.
It's not a dude movie.
Isn't Steel Magnolias technically a chick flick movie? And it's
I don't, Sarah.
Isn't that a chick
flick movie? More chicks will go to see that than they would go see Transformers.
It's like The Notebook. That notebook is depressing, but that's
I'm going to Transformers. I don't care if you say it's going to be shitty or not. Transformers is going
to
look awesome.
Are we ever going to Transformers?
Oh, well, I'm going.
We have multiple times said Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Hey, Dave. Hey. Dave, what? I think that might be a Transformer.
Is that a Transformer?
I think it might be a Transformer.
That'd be freaking sweet. Oh,
that's the most excited I've ever been.
I think we found a Transformer.
I hate Donnie Wahlberg.
Don't call me Mark and Mark. I'll burn your house down.
Do you know he got arrested for... He made someone permanently blind by punching them in the face.
Because they called him Marky Mark.
I don't know if they called him Marky Mark, but he got in a fight with somebody and made that guy permanently blind. Don't fight Mark Wahlberg, I guess.
Apparently he can punch.
Anyway, so we're sitting in there and we're like, all right, Fault in the Stars. I'm fine with that. I have no problem watching that movie. It's whatever. But we're sitting in there and all of a sudden I'm like, there's a lot more dudes in this movie than I expected there would be. But, you know, there'd be some girls that come in too and kind of sit with them like, okay, maybe this is just one of those things. The movie starts, and it's really loud and really bright. And all of a sudden, I realize it's A Million Ways to Die in the West. They had told us to go to the wrong movie. And on my outside, I was like, oh, crap, do you want to go to another theater? And she's like, no, it's okay, we'll sit here, and it's no big deal.
Okay.
In my mind, I was like, fuck yeah, I get to see A Million Ways to Die in the West.
accidentally went to the wrong theater.
I swear to God, we both heard her tell us, you know, theater 4, blah, blah, blah. We had free ticket things to go into and stuff like that. And so I was like, hell yeah. So I got to go see A Million Ways to Die in the West. I like Ted better. It was good.
Can't wait on Ted 2 to come out. I think it's going to be funny as hell.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Ted 2 is looking good already. With the cast that they've got. I mean, that first one was super good. But A Million Ways to Die in the West is incredibly good. It was, they have lots of funny parts that aren't in the movie and stuff like that. My mom and dad compared it to Blazing Saddles. That's a stretch.
Is that an embellishment?
I don't think you can have a movie where you drop that word that many times.
Yeah.
I was taken aback when he said that. I'm like, really? Because, you know, I rate Blazing Saddles pretty high.
Yeah, I like Blazing Saddles. It's not even my favorite Mel Brooks movie. My favorite Mel Brooks movie is Young Frankenstein.
Oh, really?
High Anxiety was pretty good.
You know what? I don't think I've actually seen that.
It's very good. It really is.
But the Young Frankenstein's one of those... I can watch it all the time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to watch Spaceballs as a kid when we used to spend the night and crap like that all the time. But not anymore. It doesn't do it for me.
If you watched it way too much.
I probably did.
I get all the bonus stuff that I didn't even know about before.
And so... it's just not nearly as good.
No, that's a shame
to me. But
still a good movie though, from what you're saying.
Oh, The Million Ways to Die in the West is incredibly good. It's got a lot of funny scenes. Everyone does really good job doing what they do and all that fun stuff. There's a scene where he's explaining on how everything works. He's scared. People die for everything and all this other fun stuff that goes along with that. And at one point, like, he goes out to the streets. He's like, look, you see that right there? That's the mayor. The mayor has been dead for 3 days, and nobody has done anything for him. Nobody's done a goddamn thing. And then he turns, and all of a sudden, wolves are, like, eating the guy and starting to drag him off. He's like, ha ha, and there it is. Wolves come and drag him out as if to emphasize my point even more. Like, there's a lot of really funny parts and stuff like that, and there's some gross parts, but, you know. But you know what? Shockingly... he never says the N-word one time, which I would have expected. There is a shoot 'em game at the carnival at the fair.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Shoot a runaway slave or something like that. And they're black guys, and there's like watermelons and stuff all the way around.
Oh God!
But it has a pretty cool, sweet ending.
Chicken and watermelons.
But. When the whole movie ends, it's got a pretty sweet ending that brings that back up. Might have something to do with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that's really
in a cowboy outfit. So I mean, but yeah, it's really good. Oh, by the way, have you guys heard that Tracy Morgan's actually doing a lot better too?
Yeah.
You know what was crazy is when I first heard about that, they announced on a bunch of things that he had died.
Yeah.
And that's bull. I mean,
it reminded me of like when Paul Walker died, and then there was that big confusion because no one
really
was sure.
Is he dead or is he a ninja or?
Yeah, and like because I was like right before that, Rick Mayall had died, who British actor who was in like you've seen Drop Dead Fred,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
dude. And I was like, that sucks. And then like Tracy Morgan, I'm like, God damn it! Like, yeah, really?
They say Tracy's probably going to have a long road to recovery, but
well, he almost lost his leg from what they're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that noise that is probably deafening is opening of the Oreo bag. So
you got to have a double stuff.
Not the mega stuff. Those things are insane.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's good that he's doing like. I did think it was ironic because there is an episode of 30 Rock where he is incredibly worried that he's going to be like two celebrities die, and he's like
going to be the third one.
Yeah. That actually almost happened.
And I was like, ooh.
Damn.
One of the people that was in the car with him did die, though.
Yeah, his mentor, basically. Uh-oh.
Back fell.
Chair.
Ava took a spill in a chair.
She seems okay, though. Her dad seems very happy that she fell out of a chair.
Jason's 9'6", so he hoisted her up like she was nothing.
Not, okay. Anyway. Not really 9 foot
and
six.
And back to that.
You only have a cookie.
You just got to feed. Cookies equal quiet time for daddy.
Yes. Oreos are the great parenting tool of America. Give him an Oreo and a Twinkie, you're good to go.
I love how your punishment.
I do not endorse that really, but just.
I love how your punishment of Ava for derping around in the chair and making herself fall down is having a cookie.
She already had that cookie. I'm eating
cookie. I know.
I need a cookie to calm down because I have to deal with her.
Cool.
This is more for, you know, the nice. Same benefit of being a parent than.
Nice.
Yeah, no, a lot of that was a pretty crazy week though with all that stuff because mm-hmm. it seemed like they were. It was kind of touch and go and everything with that, so I'm glad everything's doing all right with him, and he'll have now some material for, basically for his stand up and, Walmart's probably going to be in some crap because I guess the guy that hit
stand
him,
up
to me, you can't blame the.
Well, I'm not blaming. It's just truck drivers and truck driving the industry in general.
It's.
The guy was up for like 3 days or something ridiculous.
Probably, or you know,
possibly strenuous stand up. It could not be a stand up anymore, but
oh,
but I,
Jason.
That was
too
right
soon.
There is a that's how that's Jason. That's
that
Ginger right
hard.
There. That's a, that is a wow! I can't believe you. I just wasn't thinking. I'm just saying what I feel.
We need the Price is Right music there. The bum 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 bum.
Ba-da-da-doom. Yeah, I mean, that's horrible.
That's a fucking good joke. Come on.
No, I don't have to admit nothing.
You are going to admit it.
I would. Ava, say six. Thank you.
Terrible day.
She has a. Say it into the microphone. No.
Dave discovered a speech impediment here that made him nearly cry laughing.
Ava has this awesome ability to count her numbers. She can count really high, but when she goes to six, she goes, dick. And it's so 13 years old of me. But I'm like, she said dick.
I just want to point out that Ava is three, so Dave's kind of a jerk right now. Kind of a little bit.
You know what? I'm done with this, sir. You're,
okay.
You're fucking wrong.
Okay.
I'm not a jerk. I'm a winner.
Okay.
And your opinion is wrong.
Okay.
On this one. I win again. Just keep doodling.
I am doodling.
And I'm going to win this argument. I'm going to find a way to change your theory on this.
You totally won that argument, Dave. Totally.
Oh,
won that
man.
Argument.
What else has been going on that seems... They also... Looking here, it says that their Chelsea Handler's going to be a talk host on Netflix.
What?
What?
Yeah,
she's gonna get her own show.
Netflix announced Thursday morning that Chelsea Handler has signed on a groundbreaking multi-tiered deal with.
So that's
the
why she
service.
Left E then, probably. Or
yeah, I imagine so.
Everybody's going to Netflix.
Well,
hey, I'll take it.
A talk show on freaking
House of Cards, man. Fantastic show. I'm hoping they can keep up some more stuff like that.
Yeah, and Arrested Development was really good.
Yeah, Arrested Development was incredibly well done.
I know a lot of people didn't like season four,
a lot
but
of people,
it was off the air for like 10 years.
A lot of people like Orange is the New Black. I've heard it's really good.
I haven't got into it.
I've never seen it, but...
Wasn't, they have like a horror thing on there too that's like exclusive to Netflix, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it has looked like a guy's hand is coming out of animal tree and think. He's coming out of their dank throat or something. Yeah, it's kind
Hemlock
of...
Grove?
Yeah.
Is that the name
of
it?
Oh, yeah. I think that is. Yeah. Oh.
It's crazy, like, a lot of these exclusive things now, because you can, you know, I like, on Hulu, they've put some shows up there. They don't have a whole lot that is exclusive, like, Hulu produced them, but with them putting them up to where you can watch them, like, all at once, more or less, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's the new way of doing stuff with TV, and pretty soon you're going to learn that
I don't actually ever watch actual TV when it's on anymore, I don't think.
I don't even pay for it. I just have...
I pretty much have Hulu, Netflix...
Hear that, everybody? Steve steals all his shit. Oh,
Pirates Bay?
Yeah.
No, this episode's brought to you by Pirates Bay.
That is Brad. I try to do
stuff.
Brad's like, I haven't ever watched this movie yet. I have it sitting at home waiting for me. It just came out of theaters today. But...
See, I hate shaky cam stuff. I can't deal with that.
You know, Brad's... knows what he's doing, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, well, I get the gist of it.
You know? If it's actually built for HD, I kind of want to see it in HD. I'm not going to lie. I need to see half of the film and half of it's in black. And with the cam, and I have someone's head going across the screen.
Yeah.
And every now and then someone's walking up. up and down and. That was awesome.
Ava tapped me on the shoulder to tell me that, by the way, folks.
Pretty much just stuck her tongue out at him. You all right?
Get prepared for this.
Oh, Jesus. Ava also has problems. Oh, so 30th anniversary of Ghostbusters this year.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait. We, as in, I don't care who's going with me. I want really super bad to have the ability to go and they're bringing back the theater. Like they're re-releasing it.
All of them?
No, just the Ghostbuster movie.
Just the first one.
Just the first one. In theaters.
That ought to be pretty cool.
Awesome to me.
Oh, watch we get punked and it's the Ghostbusters movie from the 50s with the talking gorilla.
Oh my God.
That was a mistake I made when I was a kid. They used to have two cartoons, and that was why the good Ghostbusters cartoon was called The Real Ghostbusters, because when the Ghostbusters movie came out, they, to capitalize, they made a cartoon based on the 1950s movie, and it's awful.
I can't wait, though. I mean,
or was it a talking gorilla, or did the car talk? Something.
I don't. The car might have talked, but there. Well, there
was a gorilla wearing a necktie.
There's a gorilla companion. It was the Majilla.
It was your typical 1950s like flubber type movie where you're just like,
that terrible, huh?
Yeah. It's. Yeah, but it was pretty bad. I can't wait. They also Lego is bringing out a special Ecto-1
nice
set, and that I'm having a whole hard time like trying to keep my debit card off the internet buying that thing. I want it really bad.
That was one of those things too where they had a thing on their website where you can propose a playset or something, and if it gets like 50,000 likes or something, they will actually get in the talks to produce it, and you kind of pre-order it more or less.
Are you seriously like that's gonna go down a bad road real fast?
They do the firehouse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and people posted like there was a Shaun of the Dead thing on there for a while that got a ton of people clicking on it. But they're not gonna ever do a Shaun of the Dead playset. It was funny.
it doesn't. You'd think it wouldn't take much to do it. I imagine it's a computer program that really kind of does that. I don't really know too much about Legos, the company and stuff like that, how it all goes down or works, but.
Well, I think a lot of those on the websites, people will just build them and then submit it like, hey, check this out, look, you know, and then they might make like a official version of it more or less.
Mm-hmm.
So, with the right pieces and everything.
Hey, Ginger, Christine reminded me the other day, we were doing our little discussion about being drunk and stuff like that. And she reminded me about the time that we were outside.
In the tent. and I about got us killed.
Yeah, you about got us killed. We're all staying in a tent outside in a parking lot.
Reminds you that this was a great idea to go try to go put a tent up after about a day of real straight drinking at about 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
3 in the morning.
Great idea.
In the tent and we hear people walking by. And they're just doing their own thing, not having a problem with anything in the world, and all of a sudden, Ginger's like, shut the fuck up. And you hear, and I'm like, what the hell, dude? They weren't even close, they're doing nothing. And you hear, it's kind of like, what the fuck you say? And then you hear what you hear from Ginger? Not a goddamn word.
Now, this is, before I was quite as big as I am now, because I think I would just say, fuck you, and just get out there and be like, what? What? Mic drop.
Ja Rule.
Sorry.
Ja Rule.
You have to Ja Rule it. Apparently, that's Brad has mentioned that we have to do that.
Yeah.
So, whenever we drop the mic, we have to Ja Rule it. But yeah, I couldn't believe that. I'm just sitting there saying, what the fuck you doing? Shut up, man. I got this.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, he heard me.
That's
the best way to sound tough.
Like, oh, shit, he actually heard what I said. Fuck. Close up the tent.
Oh, yeah, because the sound of you quickly zipping a tent.
I'm like, thank God we're sitting in this tent with all this layers of protection.
Yeah.
You know, they're bear rated. So
a strong wind will come by and get
thank you, Ozark Trail, for your ability to stop a drunk man. And, of course, he gets halfway through the parking lot, walking towards him like, we're going to die. Fucking asshole, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to get in a fight. And the guy's like, that's what I thought. And kept walking down the street like, thank God, he didn't want to get in a fight with us either. Yeah. Oh man, that was a fun time back in the day. Our house, our
that
old
was one hell of a summer. Like that was, I think I was drunk damn near every day that summer.
Yeah, you were. Felt like it. Oh my God!
Going from driving an hour down here, getting drunk, staying out here till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, going to work 2 hours later, getting off, coming back down here every day. Yeah, that was a hell of a summer.
That was one hell of a summer. That's all.
I still like the time where you were over there and somehow or another you were so drunk you couldn't work your pants correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all drinking, and I went in the kitchen, and the most depressing thing I've ever seen was Jason face down on the kitchen floor with his pants down. So I was also drunk, and I knew I wasn't able to do anything about this, so I grabbed a roll of paper towels and covered his modesty with paper towels because, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's what friends do.
Who was that?
Well, I mean, Ava's not any older than she actually is.
But,
oh, she needs to learn who her dad truly is.
Have, I mean, out of our whole group, like, who hasn't, for, you know, seen any of us without our clothes on at this point? That's true.
But who was it that got pissed off? They're like, how dare you do that to my friend? Oh, yeah.
That was Eric.
Oh, he was pissed. How dare you? I'm like, we're trying to cover his butt. And he grabbed your pants and just whipped him up. He's like, that's how it's done.
And I'm pretty sure that that's the day where it took us like 2.5 hours to come up the hill from Freeman. It's about 200 yards, and it took me 2 hours to walk up that hill.
It did.
I was too drunk to make it up.
Didn't you drop your phone in the snow?
No.
That was a different time.
Yeah, that was a different time. I dropped my phone.
God.
This was the time that he lost his shoes.
That was the time I was getting ready to go to boot camp like 2 days later.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great idea to go get fucking shit-faced drunk.
Didn't you drink like a whole bottle of Goldschlager?
Yeah.
God.
And I was lit.
Ginger, were you there when me and Steve did the Schlitz with the green beer?
Oh.
Oh. So good. It was a lot better than I expected. The next time we did Schlitz was not nearly as good.
Yeah, we were like, oh, because we got it. Because we do this thing.
Oh, it's the Super Troopers thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I want six Schlitzes.
Oh. Whatever's free.
So, like, and Schlitz is, like, we do this thing where we'll purposely go buy awful beer as a joke.
Hams.
It's usually Hams.
Shout out to Todd Hagee on that one.
Hams, Icebox, or Ice House, I mean.
Norm's Radio Dank Party that time.
Steel Reserve.
Everybody got a big-ass damn bottle reserve of whatever we got, man.
40s.
Yeah.
Old English.
O-E. King Cobra.
King Cobra.
All
that was
terrible.
Mickey's.
Mickey's Steel Reserve. Yeah, Norm grabbed that Steel Reserve, and I still remember, yep, that's made with a real lining of steel.
Yeah, Steel Reserve, like, I didn't expect it would taste nearly that bad.
That thing's got 3 ounces of mercury in it. I can't see it.
Like, you take a drink, and you're just like,
okay.
Like Hams is all right if it's ice cold. But if it's, like, anything less than ice cold, it tastes like yeast, you know?
Yeah.
But Steel Reserve tastes like you're drinking a thermometer or something. Like, I can't even imagine that being your go-to choice unless you're a complete alcoholic living in the streets.
Brad's not here to defend his dumbass. I don't know what's up with fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon in that guy.
PBR is going to give you diarrhea instantly.
It's the hipster beer.
Yeah, hipster drink.
I don't care if it was what my grandfather drank. It's still
maybe
horrible.
The only people that ever have that in their hand is guys over 80 and apparently Brad, because he's too cool.
Well, no, hipsters. Like,
oh, yeah, sorry, hipsters. But out of all things that they could drink, PBR is like one of the three worst beers out there.
It's not like, I occasionally would get PBR because I got tricked into thinking it was like not so bad.
Tricked is the key word there, Steven.
And then
tricked.
I started not drinking it, and I'm like, I started like getting into like kind of craft beer stuff, and I'm like, oh, PBR is awful.
Yeah.
Who confused me into this being all right?
Amazing.
Just had one.
I mean,
in my defense, this was like 2002 or something. You
know? And Steve will be done after one more beer. Just one more.
Just one more, man.
Just one more.
Just one
more. I'm good. I'm done. I'm so
done.
You'll
finish this beer, guys.
You guys are fucking dicks.
Just one more.
God.
Oh, man. Mickey Mouse.
This episode brought to you by Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse is the only one to do. Trying to think. What else? What else were some awesome things that were done? while you were drunk at our house there, Ginger.
Remember he karate chopped a shot glass with another shot glass and shattered glass all over the place that one time.
Hand alone just completely shattered one midair, and that and went all over Dave's face.
You went for a toast, and you're just like, clink!
Shattered that one midair.
It's like, Ginger!
And also somehow managed to get down the back porch, which is the worst porch in the world, with my pants around part of my ankles, and did not fall once, and was running around the parking lot naked.
Oh, that's right. We were doing the streaky thing.
Yeah.
You know what? We haven't told too many stories about how awful this apartment was that we used to live in.
There was holes going down through the bathroom, so you could have to watch somebody else saying, hi, how's it going down there going to the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, this was an old Victorian house that had been split into four apartments, and when I first moved in, that landlords actually took care of it, and it was actually fairly decent.
It was a trick.
And it was a trick.
It was a trap!
The moment...
Duct tape everywhere.
All of a sudden, like, when people started moving out, everybody would be like, man, I need an apartment. I'm like, hey, there's an open apartment upstairs.
It turned into a house full of all of our friends. It was awesome. It was the greatest thing ever, other than the house was a piece of shit.
It was.
Well, the crowning achievement for me, we'll go around the people that lived there. What was the worst thing that happened was the day I woke up one day, and I don't have my glasses on. I come into the kitchen, and my cats are very loudly eating. And I kind of look over, and, you know, my cats, I
have
Emeraldus, Turlo, and there's a third cat. And I'm like, huh, okay. So I get my glasses, I come back, and keep in mind, my cats hate other cats. Like, hate them. They will hiss, they don't like each other, you know?
They hate each other.
And I get my glasses on. I don't kid you not, it's a goddamn possum. And they are best friends with this thing. You're just like, hey, what's up?
They feel bad. They're like, oh, you have been radiated, you cat.
There's not any concern in their eyes. They're just like, oh, yeah, hey, Tony moved in over here.
Can we keep him?
Yeah, I know. And it's like, so I'm like, what the hell?
Oh.
So what I do is I get a milk crate, get the possum in the milk crate, take it outside across the street and throw it into the football stadium grass. Right as I do that, police officer drives by. I'm not wearing a shirt.
I did not know this part of the
my
story.
My hair is messed up.
I have a look.
And I have a milk crate in my hand.
You were like,
and
I guarantee you were like, fuck you.
No. I explained exactly what happened, not realizing what happened. Sounds like I'm on meth.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my there was a possum in my house, and I threw it in this milk crate and threw it in the grass.
We need to see some identification. It's there. It's in the possum house.
Meanwhile, I'm inside. I just not wearing clothing because I just woke up. I don't even care. And I'm waiting for Steve to come back, and it's taken so long. And when he does come back, there's two police officers behind.
No, you're mixing the two.
That's right.
Okay, because
more than one time.
Apparently. What had happened was
this was an ongoing problem.
I discovered. Okay, what's wrong with this place that it got in? There was this like countertop thing over by a wall. I scooted it back. Come to find out, this was an old house. This is where the fire stove was.
Oh, yeah.
There was a hole in the wall. And instead of filling the hole, my amazing landlords just scooted a table in front of it. So this possum got it, climbed up through the basement, and come to find out, there was a family of possums living in the basement.
Damn, Huxtables down there.
I didn't even know that you like, until I had a basement at that house.
Yeah,
so, you wouldn't want to go in it.
I called.
I don't think I would.
I called the landlord. Oh, yeah, we can explain the basement, too.
Oh, that's straight
up. The landlord's a great idea. And the landlord was, you know, like 5 feet tall, so I didn't take him seriously. No offense to short people, but he was one of those dudes that like had a Napoleon complex.
Oh,
and he was, according to the way he acted, the toughest dude ever. But he was, like, I could probably bench press the dude. And he comes over, and his big idea is to put a cage downstairs. Nothing in the cage, just a cage. Like, the possum's going to fucking be like, oh, this looks comfortable.
Boom.
I'm going to sleep in here. Hey, whole family, let's come in here, and then you can take us away. No, that didn't happen.
No, not even close.
So
Steve ended up doing the landlord's job himself. He ended up putting some bait in there, and eventually we got some actual animal control, and eventually we got the possums out of the house. However, later...
Which later we talking?
I love that. It's like, Meanwhile, later on that day,
at the Hall of Justice,
it seems like I missed this page.
Cats moved in, which, you know.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Our basement, all of a sudden, a stray cat probably wandered down into the basement.
No, a family of stray cats.
Yeah.
A mama cat, a daddy cat, three or four baby cats.
Did you guys claim these cats?
No.
No. But every,
covered
every
in fleas.
You would hear, we'd be trying to sleep or something, and underneath the ground you'd hear.
That's creepy.
And it's just like, God, whoa. That was about the time.
Yeah, approximately.
Oh my lord, yeah. Ugh.
So what was your crowning achievement of this place when you realized we live in an awful apartment?
You know, my apartment itself never really had too many problems. But I made problems for that apartment. So it was Thanksgiving time, and I got off of work, and it's like 2 or something, 3 in the morning.
Pluto?
And I'm like, I'm going to defrost this turkey. So
this is the best.
I put it in the sink to go defrost it. I'm going to go watch a movie.
What time is this? Like 10 o'clock?
This is like, well, wait, no, when I started to defrost it, it was probably like 11. Okay, get off 11:30, get home about 12. So about 12:30, 1 o'clock or something like that. I'm laying there and I'm watching Scrubs on Netflix or whatever, and I'm, or just my DVDs, because Netflix wasn't invented at the end. Anyway.
No, Steve had it before.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, he did. But I'm laying there and I just kind of fall asleep. And I kind of get shook on my foot. I hear something, and I kind of get shook on my foot, and I'm looking at Steve. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm having a weird sex dream about Steve. Oh, my God. And he goes, dude, Dave, your kitchen's all flooded. You had your turkey in there, and I know this because...
Well, okay, so at about 5 in the morning, much later, we're asleep, and next thing I know, my smoke alarm falls on the floor, and a jet of water starts coming out of it, because apparently the floor was so thin that the thumbtack or whatever holding that in there was apparently up into Dave's apartment or something.
Oh, God, I don't know how it happened. I don't...
The smoke detector didn't even have any batteries, and wasn't it like a toy or something?
No, it was just, I don't remember. It was a piece of crap, like everything there.
Anyways, it fell off the ceiling from there.
Water's coming out, and first thing I thought is, like, did Dave fall down in the bathtub or something? I immediately jumped to the bad conclusion.
Not even a hint.
I come upstairs, there's water all over his kitchen, and water is like Niagara falling out of his sink, because what had happened is the turkey, which was in the sink, had running water going over it, had slipped and covered the hole. And so water was
frosted
just
enough to where it plugged it.
Why didn't you just fill up the sink and leave it in there?
Huh? Because I fell asleep before
He fell asleep.
He started doing that, and then he fell asleep.
Yeah.
So next thing I know, every towel that Dave owns, we're in there trying to soap up, like get all the water out.
I felt so freaking bad about that.
Well, I was just horrified. I'm like, dude,
I hope
dude,
the floor doesn't fall through.
Wake up.
Did I die? Yeah. You know, I had that happen to me.
Hey, she gotta go to the bathroom.
I actually thought that thing was just gonna fall through the floor.
Oh yeah, when we had parties, we had about
every party.
We've had 10 people in there or in my kitchen. And just that kitchen area before, you know.
It has to take a break, so let's continue.
Oh.
Is
there another bathroom? What?
Is there another bathroom?
There's no one in there, is there?
I don't know. The door's closed. They have the lights on.
We go knock on it, and if not, there's one in my mom and dad's room. But knock on that, make sure, because you don't want poop shit going on there.
You don't want poop shit going on?
I guess I don't know what I'm saying.
That's the only shit there is, man. I think that's the only poop there.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of... Oh, I remember a time. One of the times that I don't remember something that happened to me. I remember I was drinking at one point, and I go to sleep on the couch. And I wake up, it's 2 in the morning, I go, oh God, I gotta pee so hard. I gotta pee so freaking bad. And in my bathroom, you walk in, the toilet's right there, the sink's, it's toilet, sink's right there, and then the bathtub. I go in, I go take a pee, and I don't remember anything. I'm like, I was like one of those, like, really had to pee hard. I'm like, oh, so I'm peeing really hard, and then I wake up on the floor. I'm like, what the hell happened to me? And I stand up, and I'm laying with my head towards the bathtub. And I get up, and I look in the mirror, and the left side of my face is bleeding, as if I've been hit by something. I have no idea to this day how that happened, because, like, just the way the directions I was standing or anything like that was. I still think that Norman had come in at one point, punched me in the face.
Knocked you cold?
Knocked me cold, and then ran away. It's the only thing I could think of that would make sense, because just the way I'm like, you know, peeing, sink's right here, bathtub's over here. I'm laying on this side. When I wake up, my left side's the thing bleeding. I have no idea what happened.
Pissed off a ghost, man.
I did. Damn ghost freaking loves possums in our house.
Yeah, speaking of the basement, we kind of mentioned, the reason the basement was something you didn't ever need to go into, that place was so bad that the wiring was messed up. And one time, our power went off. Like, the whole apartment, the power just went, meow, and it was off. And I ended up deciding, okay, I can take care of this. I'm just going to go downstairs and reset the circuit breaker. I go down there, and it was like an outdoor, like,
Steve's tough, dude. He can do
like old school, you know, like basement where you get into it through like a big door on the outside of the house. It's I start going down the steps, and this entire basement is like a crypt full of mattresses and light bulbs.
Ugh.
And my first thought are like, do hobos live under here?
Jesus Christ.
Why the hell are there many, this many mattresses
like,
under
that
here?
That sounds like some out of a damn scary fucking movie. I mean,
oh, look. It was insane. And I get down there, and there's wires all over the place and spider webs. And I'm like, fuck if I'm going to go in here. Like, this is how horror movies start, and I'm not going to be the
and
dude.
End.
Yeah, and.
Oh, man.
So I call the landlord, and I'm like, You need to get someone to do this, something about this shit. And their big thing is, like, they didn't live too far away. And he's like, well, it'll have to be Monday. I'm like, bullshit, it's going to be Monday. We need power.
Yeah.
You're going to get out here and fix this crap or hire one of your friends to come out and do this.
I believe that's what you're paid to do is manage all that stuff. I hate landlords. Oh, my God. It's like the worst thing in the fucking world.
Stuff like that was about the time when I'm like, you know, I need to get out of here because this apartment is awful.
Well, I mean, again, another time where I fell asleep. You know what? What sounds good is having deviled eggs at one point. So I start boiling my eggs. And I fucking pass out again.
Yeah, because, well, you're like, I'm going to sit down and watch a show.
Yeah. And I woke up.
He discovered that
6 hours later that my stove was still on.
Cooking
the eggs, which all the water had evaporated and boiled out of. And all the eggs had exploded and freaking
turned
black. That pan was ruined. The smell, if it ever got out of that,
terrible.
It was so horrible.
You haven't lived until you've, like, if you've ever thought, what would happen if I put a raw egg in a campfire?
Oh, my God.
Fuck,
oh,
man, dirty gym sauce.
Dave is literally the only person I know that has burned boiled eggs.
Yeah. Oh, I have a weird thing, too, when I drink. I can drink for hours and hours and no big deal. One French fry knocks me out.
What?
If I drink, I can drink and be fine and having no problem. If I eat one French fry, all it takes is one molecule of food.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep.
So not specifically French fry.
No, not food. Like, it'd be a taco or anything.
Okay. Fiesta potato.
Cheesy fiesta potato. You know,
one of my favorite for you.
Oh, my God. Right there.
The only time Taco Bell, like, legitimately tastes good is that right there.
Have you had?
2, 3 a.m. and you're eating some cheesy potatoes. That's it right there.
I had their new queso burrito thing. I was not impressed.
Well, like, they're not even trying anymore. They're like, because all that is basically is a grilled stuffed burrito that they already sell with rice in it.
Yeah.
And, I know I'm probably going to get, we're going to get someone that works at Taco Bell flipping out on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Corey, fuck you.
We love you, Corey.
It's what, like a quesarito?
I also. Quesarito, yeah, that's what it's called. I was not impressed. I still like the grilled stuff burrito.
Yeah.
It is good.
I like the spices, or not the grilled stuff, but the
smothered 60, burrito.
Yeah, the smothered burrito. Have you had that one?
Yeah.
I've not had their breakfast yet. I hear mixed reviews.
I just can't go to Taco Bell and eat a freaking taco that is a fucking waffle. It just
and besides their menus, the one in town is 24 hours, so I mean it's full menu other than breakfast all the time. So I'm like, 7-layer burrito, add ground beef, extra sour cream, extra guacamole.
You always confuse them too because you're like, I remember it's happened multiple times where you go through there and you're like, 7-layer burrito, add ground beef, and they're like, sir, it comes with ground beef and that snotty.
No, it's the sour cream and guacamole that gets them.
Yeah. That. And they're like, it already has that with that. You're like, okay, you don't understand. I would like extra of these two items that I specifically said extra of.
Now I want more.
You snotty piece of crap.
Now I want more.
I actually personally thoroughly enjoyed the awesome thing, you know, pinned up by the front door when everybody came in that had our, you know, friends.
The wall of shame.
The wall of shame.
Yeah. That was hands down one of the funniest things.
We won't go into too many specifics, but we knew a couple people that would occasionally get in run-ins with the law. And whenever one of us saw that in the paper,
we would pin it on the wall.
That way, you know, you'd come in and be like, oh, what happened today?
There was some
that
good thing.
Also, our own wall before we all got on Facebook.
That way also, you know, when we had parties, they'd come over and be reminded of this. And then
that way the party would be better off.
Well, then we also, our friend Todd, he had a thing in the paper. We went to an anime convention, and I kid you not, the Kansas City Star made him sound like the creepiest person ever.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Because he went online and bought like a fucking amazing costume from an anime called Jinro. And
so if people it looks like Killzone.
Yeah, like if you don't know what that is, it's basically like a Panzer uniform that Nazis had, but it's closer to if you played the game Killzone or Wolfenstein, the guy.
It's like the Hellgaster.
They have red glowing eyes and it's like an armored gas mask helmet type situation.
That he was definitely one of the best costumes out of that whole show.
And some dude interviewed him, right? And it was like a big long interview, like, so why'd you come to this? What it boiled down to in the paper was basically stalking the hallways dressed up like Darth Vader, Todd Heggie.
His picture was on the front page of this article.
And he loved it too, since he was in the ad agency and he was like,
yeah, he worked for USA Today at that point. And the funny thing was, is they made it sound like, I can't remember how, but like they had interviewed someone about like kids or something prior to that, like in the same article. So it literally made it sound like that he was stalking little kids dressed up like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
As if he was Krampus.
It was the most unfortunately written like article. You could tell the dude that did it did not give a shit that he was there. He was like, hey, go check out these nerds over
You're on
here.
The junior bait, sir.
It's either this or a squirrel that can water ski, jackass. Mm. Get out there.
They always do that when they make articles about nerdy shit that nobody understands, except for nerds.
Well, and
nerds don't understand.
It was funny because we're like, hey, Todd, you see this article that they posted?
Yes, I did.
It's awesome, isn't it?
But the way Todd does stuff, something bothers him. Mm-hmm. He's just going to smile and kind of, I did kind of see that. It's not that big a deal. We were at the anime convention in Dallas.
Todd fucking blew up.
Oh, my God. It was the last day. The dealer room's not opened yet.
It was scary.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Looking back on it, it's funny. Dying.
Well, and this convention is notorious for being poorly run because they have 16 types of security that don't work together.
Yeah, well, this guy was not having any form of, like, favoritism or something going on, and all Todd walked up to him and goes, hey, what time is the dealer room open up? And the guy responds with him, it's open when we say it's open. Oh, okay.
And that flies if you're like an annoying 10-year-old kid, but Todd was a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
And this kid was probably 10 years younger than him.
Yeah, and he's like,
sir,
say that again. I'm just, and Todd with a smile. With a smile.
Jackass about
with
it.
A smile. He's just like, I'm sorry. I heard you, but it's not really a specific time. Can you give me a little bit more? 10:30, 11. He said, why don't you not worry about it? I'm just, you know, I hear what you're saying, but you're really not answering me. All with a smile. Me and Steve are seeing this from we can hear it. We're a little bit of a distance, and we're both like, oh, shit's going down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that guy, and then, you know, they're talking some more, and then that guy's like, You might as well just get in the back of the fucking line, or you're not getting in here anyway. Oh, okay. Again, I was just asking a simple question. So, but at this point, me and Steve are both on both of Todd's arms, trying to pull him back. So, with a smile still,
I'm sitting in the back, just he is
ripping our arms out. He says,
"No, I got this, guys. I got this, guys.
I got this, guys. Don't touch me. I'm just having a conversation with my man. I'm just asking a motherfucking question, you goddamn piece of shit. Fuck you. Oh, man." I was like, well, good thing we're leaving today anyway.
We're going to be a warrant out for our arrest.
And then, of course, the dealer room opens up a little bit later. And then that guy, he wasn't at the door, but he was kind of still back there. We walk in, Todd kind of is like, that's right, bitch.
Well, I remember one time I was scared that, you know, and Todd's not like, doesn't do this all the time or thing, but for some reason, like, when he gets that voice, I get terrified. I remember I was out at a bar.
Captain Happy?
And we were out drinking, and this guy insisted on calling himself Daddy. Call me Daddy! Started buying everybody shots and stuff.
Awesome guy. So, he called himself Daddy.
So we ended up, when we left there, it was...
There's another one. There's a superhero one.
It's going to turn off soon. The little battery's happening.
That's okay.
Well, it was... We're about to have an iPad incident for Ava, if you're wondering.
Oh no, Asian freak out.
So we're leaving the we're leaving the bar, and this across the street, this obviously mentally challenged homeless gentleman starts walking up, and he goes, I don't remember what he says, but it's like, fucking God, good, stupid government. We all need to just pat it, da da da.
Tommy?
I'm just asleep upstairs.
And Todd all of a sudden looks over and goes, Todd looks at him and goes, what? And like the guy starts coming towards us like, you guys, blah, 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 blah.
Kansas City.
And we're all drunk. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, shit, they're going to get in a fight. Because Todd's like, what are you saying, man? And I'm like, no, nah, man, it's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. Then one of our other friends that's with us goes up to the guy, and I don't know if he thought he was Desmond fucking Tutu trying to, like, square away, you know, years of oppression in South Africa. He hands the guy a $20 bill, looks over and goes, sir, can I call you brother? The most embarrassing thing I have ever witnessed happened right that moment.
Oh.
And Todd's like, what the hell, dude? I wasn't going to fight that guy. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, it can't nearly be as embarrassing as when Mike and Brad were at our apartment watching scary movies.
Oh, is that when they woke me up?
Well, they woke me up, too.
This was... You came home after we had... Okay.
Because it's a two-part thing,
so
it?
I had to go to work, and they did not. And Brad and Mike came over, and they were watching... They decided to watch all of the Evil Dead movies and, like, some other stuff.
Like, all in a big row.
And we were... I had to go to bed, so I'm like, hey, guys, feel free. You know, this is your place, too. You know,
yeah,
our house is your house, just whatever.
Norm was at work.
And Norm was at work. Dave and I had to sleep, and they were watching movies. 4 a.m. No, you were gone. You showed up.
I know I answered the door at one point, because I'm like, why don't you guys fucking just answer the door?
Well, because what happened was, I get a knock on the door, and I don't get the full story. I get a knock on the door, you know.
Steve. Nice Foley.
Steve, come out here. There's someone trying to break in. I'm like, what? There's some dude. He's trying to break in the house. Are you serious? Yeah, man. I think he's trying to break the window. So my go-to thing is I grab a katana because, you know.
Everyone has a katana.
And I'm like.
This is feudal Japan,
I'm ready for this shit. I'm like, oh, this shit ain't happening to me.
Dude, this might not be full tang, but it's working.
Brad or Mike, and I can't remember which one.
Doesn't matter.
Someone had a pellet gun that looks exactly.
It's my gun.
It was Dave's fake pellet gun, but it looked exactly like a 9mm pistol.
Oh God, it was sweet. Nice.
He grabs that, and we're like, we're gonna fucking kill this guy if he tries to break in our apartment.
Had to katana his ass and pistol.
Mike calls the police, or someone calls the police, We're like, some guy's trying to break in. And if he tries to get in, you know, we have a fake gun and a katana. And we're going to... And the guy on the rail is like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, no, we're just going to scare him. I mean, there's no... He's not going to break in. We're not going to... The police show up, and the what it was...
Well, I remember, before the police even show up, that's when finally... Because you're like, something's going on. Because I remember, because I had to go up, and I'm like, they're like, somebody's at the door. I'm like, then why didn't you answer it?
Well, no, he never knocked on the door. He insisted on banging on the window and trying to break in the window because he's an idiot. And is the problem. If he knocked on the door, it wouldn't have been an issue. But since he did it this way... So this is our roommate and good buddy Norm that you might recall being the hot damn sandwich incident in a previous Captain podcast.
And in the Vrigno dang.
The ball cereal.
Ball cereal.
So he decided...
Hanging the what? Hanging the yo dang digger.
We got Boomhauer from King of the Hill here.
Boomhauer, ball cereal.
He's got half an Oreo in his mouth.
So Norman decided that he had left his keys at work, and he decides that instead of, you know, knocking on the door or something logical... He's going to try to break in through a glass window.
In his own world.
In his own house.
What a fucking idiot.
So he comes in. I frantically attempt to call the police and say, hey, false alarm, blah, blah, blah.
Too late.
The police show up. First thing they say, put that gun on the table and back away from it. I'm like, it's a fake gun, bro.
Oh, my God.
That is a fake gun. We thought that this guy was going to try to shoot us or something, and we were prepared. Ooh. And he's like... That is not a fake gun. Dude, it's a pellet gun. No, like, grab it. Like, don't give a shit.
Swear to God, it's what it is.
So I guarantee we had the dumbest thing in the local paper probably that day. I didn't even look because I was embarrassed.
Yeah, that was so dumb. Some guy trying to break into his own fucking apartment nearly gets murdered by...
Who the hell fucking breaks into their own apartment when they got four guys in it?
This is Norm not thinking.
Well, and we're like, why don't you knock on the door? I didn't think anyone was there.
So you got a fucking man break in.
Yeah, fucking lights are on. What do you expect? Like,
we're about to watch TV and shit. You're
Dave's car's out there.
Yeah, I don't. That's what woke me up is someone was tapping on my window.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on out there? Because I could hear shit going on in the other room. That was so much fucking.
It was just ridiculous. It's just like, dude.
I miss those days of being able to be fucking ridiculously stupid.
We didn't have anything to worry about other than just getting drunk the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, back great. Back before we got old and bills and back pains.
Fucking bills. And back pains.
Stolen.
As if we're, you know, 75 Sorry. Years old.
I'm 30 years old. I'm still having a good time, though. I mean, it just isn't. It isn't like it was. I mean, we had a lot more time to do shit. And I mean, clearly there's a child involved here. We got Brad having a new kid. You guys are moving to the city.
Well, no, we're moving to the country.
Well, it's closer to the city than it is here.
Yeah.
There is a shopping center right down the street.
Yeah. We're moving closer to my work because I'm kind of tired of driving 40 minutes every day.
I don't blame
me
at all. So. Especially after Steve hit a horse.
Oh!
Who hits a horse?
Who hit
a
horse?
I have, you know, heard of
me.
Like,
here's another.
The ironic thing, my car.
We have been driving. Me and Ginger
ironically,
had
it's a fucking Mustang.
Yeah,
but have been driving since we were 16. Steve had just gotten his license, and how long had you had your license before that incident had happened?
It was about a year and a half, or so.
Was it?
Yeah, I've been driving. I got my license in like. When I was still working at Hastings.
Okay, but still, it was like one of those things that would come out of nowhere.
Well, and the thing is it was one of those situations, it wasn't my fault either. Like, because I, you know, a lot of people, they get their license and they drive like dumbasses. I drive like an old lady.
Yes.
And what ended up
Not
happening
a bad way.
What ended up happening was some farmer left his gate open, and there were every horse this guy owned was out on this highway.
Oh.
There was more than just like one, and, you know, a lot of them booked it back in the fence after what happened. I'm driving, and I don't drive with my brights on the entire time because I'm not an asshole, and I didn't see this thing, and literally, as if it was
what
getting away.
What could you have done anyway?
It ran and jumped, tried to jump over my car.
Nope.
Did not work.
Because, you know, that's something a horse should fucking do. I don't even try to understand the situation, and its legs went right through my windshield, scared the shit out of me.
No shit. I mean, that would be terrifying as fuck. You're
and
like, I can't wait to get home. Oh, my God.
I had PTSD.
Fucking ran over me.
And I had PTSD for a while, because not because of that, because I was caught so off guard, it didn't even seek in what happened. But the policeman came out and had to shoot it with a shotgun.
And, yeah, and that's...
About 10 feet from me.
And you're like, son of a
bitch. It's not like I'm a big, like, oh, animals type guy, but I don't want to witness that on anything. He could have shot, like, a dog, and I would have been like, oh, man.
Well, especially a dog. I mean,
I was just like, dude.
Yeah, but a horse?
So I got home, and I was just out of it. And then, like, you know, telling people what had happened, they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
I remember, you're ready for this.
I did not stutter.
You're like, get ready for this. I'm like, what happened? You're like, I got in an accident. I'm like, oh, that sucks, man. What happened? Well, I hit a horse. No, you didn't.
The only thing worse than that would be like, I hit a zebra. Like, there's no, or like a giraffe. Like, that'd be the only thing that would top that in that situation.
I ran over a three-toed sloth.
Yeah.
It just couldn't get out of the way.
Damn thing, man. It was so slow. It just kind of looked sad.
Did it have that creepy smile the entire time? Yes, it did. That would be my animal of choice if I was a freaking
The thing that
monster.
Got me, too, is when it came down to it, the insurance company told me that the guy that had it attempted to blame me.
Wow.
As if, you know, and
you fucking drove through his
they sued the crap out of this guy because he either left his gate open or like he had
it's
like no chain on it or something.
It's his responsibility.
Like, and it took them a while
to drive through an open field and fucking hit your horses.
That is
exactly what I did. You are totally correct.
And like the guy was a D-bag and basically like they gave me more than my car was even worth and everything. So I mean, they definitely knew I could have probably sued the crap out of this guy.
Oh, you definitely could.
And I did not because I just wanted to be done with it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, there's no point in dragging crap on longer than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he was like, it was just like, seriously, who does that?
That guy?
Yeah. You know?
It's a car with a horse.
When does a horse run in front of a car?
I have definitely seen everything hit. That's the first time I'd ever heard of a horse.
I've never even seen a horse on the highway dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're usually well behind taken
fences.
Care of.
Because usually people put them in a fucking fence.
The guy in question eventually got in trouble for animal neglect. So.
Nah, couldn't see that.
Yeah, it happened.
So, yeah, here's the... I don't know if we got anything else.
I'm just trying to think of another thing that had happened.
One time, I saw Norman's balls.
Ooh, she has a one time.
Only one time?
Yeah, she's on your one time.
Yeah, but it was a doozy when it happened.
I see Norman's balls about every day for about 2 weeks.
You remember Norman was trying to get you with the goat?
Yeah.
You remember this story? Norman got... See, Dave just remembered this. For a while, Norman got obsessed with the movie...
By the way, show him.
Crap, what was that movie?
It's
Waiting.
That's a good movie.
And there's a game in this movie where people would, like, pull down their pants and, like, make their private parts look like...
This is from about a day ago. Our old buddy Dave here. I get a nice, beautiful text.
Gave him the
blame. Really appreciated that one early in the morning.
So we're sitting there and...
Yeah, you did. I know you did.
It got to the point where Norman was obsessed with doing this thing where he would pull down his pants, make his naughty bits look like stuff, and then be like, hey, check it out. And then if you looked, you got punched.
Oh, so good.
So he tried to do this to Dave, and Sarah walked into the room. There's Norman, bent over,
with his balls
sticking out.
Yeah, Sarah handled that great, too.
You honestly may kick them.
Ah, Norm's balls.
It's like, ah.
Turned right back around. And
you did. Out. You did. You didn't yell or scream. Or nothing.
Norm is the best at making first impressions, too, because I want to say that might be pretty close to the first time you met him.
The first time I met Norm, I actually didn't meet Norm at all. The first time I met Norm, I came over to your house to watch anime and play video games.
Oh, this is the bleach comb.
And
yeah, this is the bleach comb incident.
And
I got called a Nazi.
Oh, yeah, that's a decide.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if I could have some of the chips that were on the couch, and I got told that that was ball cereal.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, that's ball cereal. You're like, oh!
And then I proceeded to get a very lovely description of what that exactly was.
And then we discovered Norman had put a bunch of chicken bones in the couch cushions that night. Because he was eating fried chicken, and I
was sitting on the couch... The same couch. I put my hand to my side, as one is wont to do, and my hand falls on something that feels sort of woody, and
chicken bone like.
And it's a chicken bone. It is a chicken bone.
The perfect trash can for eating is to shove it in the couch cushions.
To be fair, that could have been mine at some point, drunk, falling asleep.
I don't
chicken.
Care. I'm going to blame Norm because, yes.
It's easier.
I don't know.
Norm is the one friend of Steve's that I was like, you know what? How about he not come to our wedding because my great aunt is gonna be there.
And so, I'm the one that acts out.
Norm,
you're cool, man. My
on the first time I ever took up and meet Norm,
I could sing.
Karaoke was awesome. How'd you like my fourth sibling, by the way, Monkeyhead?
Your karaoke was awesome, babe. As usual,
Monkeyhead. I was like, why is Dr. I about said Parnassus. Dr.
Kevorkian?
No, the frickin' Zayas. I was like, why is Dr. Zayas here?
That's my fourth sibling, Monkeyhead.
And the first time I had to run into him was at his girlfriend's dang party, or wait, no, his 23rd birthday, and he proceeds to have sex in front of the whole room with his girlfriend. The first time I ever meet him on the floor in front of the whole room.
I was asleep downstairs.
Yes, you were.
Thank God.
I am pretty sure Norm and Kat were screwing right in the floor in your apartment, Dave. Everybody was freaking mad. Everybody had on the dang
everybody
Xbox
knows about this because.
Everybody
was
Xbox,
there,
playing,
except for
sitting
me.
On the couch,
sleeping,
and, you know, drinking
but
beer.
But the next
and
day,
he is on top, and he's like, "Hey guys!" And we're
oh
like,
yeah, I remember. Yeah, it just took me a minute. I was like,
classy gentleman, classy gentleman. This is.
Norma has great first impressions. My girlfriend, we just had sex in the shower to let everybody know, and he comes out, and we do it right on the floor in front of everybody. Way to go,
way to go, bro.
Really appreciate that one.
Well, I mean, he's happy about it. I don't
that is just about as good as at your other house that you had after that with for, you know, Scream.
Oh my God,
Dave!
I'm like, I just remember they went into a room and stuff like that, and they
well,
come back out.
I don't know if we want to tell this story. This is
I will keep it a little PG-13R. I just remember they're coming out there. It's not the, you. It's you. I'm thinking about.
Do you know who you're talking to? Oh wait, my mom listens to this.
Yeah.
Mom, go away.
So they were in the other room and stuff like that, and they're coming out laughing and crap like that. I'm like, what the heck did you guys just do? And I go in there, and I know from Ginger's perspective, he could just hear me go, "What the hell's on my screen?" Couldn't handle it all. Had to spit it out. I was like, "Oh, damn it!"
So, without going into details, something ended up on the Windows screen that shouldn't have been there.
I love that. I'm like, "Why couldn't you have opened the screen? I thought it was opened."
Now that is the.
I still found it funny. I mean, it didn't bother me none.
Now, but isn't that classy. The day that our friend Mike also threw a chair and almost went through the fucking TV?
He was. Badly drunk.
Yeah, he had a nasty-ass fucking
Mike
pissed off.
Had a
friggin'
big drink. He had a huge thing of pissed off Nazis, and he got
the worst drink that was in your freezer for like a year.
He got pissed off. He got pissed off, and he freaking chucked a chair, nearly hit you, and nearly hit Brad's wife in the head. he's like, pretty much. He's like, screw this. I'm going home. And I tried to talk to him on the way out.
I fucking thought he was gonna.
And I was drunk too. And then we almost got in a fight. But
it seems to see it comes across that a lot of our friends are about to get their ass beat a lot of time for dumb shit we're doing.
Yeah. The one time
Norman,
the one time me and Norm got in a fight, I deserved to get hit the way because I was being mouthy about his girlfriend and stuff like that.
Are you talking about in
he hit
the
me
car
in the
that day?
Yeah, he hit me in the car.
Yeah, but you turn around and beat
while
his
I was
ass.
Driving. Well, I stopped the car, I opened his door, and I proceed to pull a freaking Biff and just start unloading. Or no, it's the Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Where Ginny's...
He pulls him out.
Yeah, when Ginny's back out with that dude, and just douche. And I just remember hitting Norm and then kind of looking at Mike, fucking staring straight
Mike
at the front windshield.
Thousands
he's like, I'm not getting involved.
I ain't seeing shit.
It's like he was in prison right
yeah.
then. Like
it was That
nothing.
Was my fault.
But I also thought it was great, the thing that it came up with. Like, he fell on the ice and hit his head on the trash.
we are glorious about that.
Yeah,
crap.
We used our... I didn't want to...
The Video Palace incident of like 97 or whatever that was.
Okay. So it's my birthday.
This we're going way back. Yeah, this
I've
is
got
high school.
All my friends. I got all my friends. This is before I even know Ginger. But if Ginger was here, he'd probably definitely be like, "Yep, that would have happened." So, we're all walking up. We're all getting ready to leave the house, and we're walking up the street to go video palace rent some video games and some movies and stuff like that for my birthday. All of a sudden, a guy that used to live in the neighborhood named Todd Heyman, rest in peace, he died of a brain aneurysm a few years back,
yeah.
Kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing." And no, for no reason, I could not explain to you what made me do this. I'm like, "I'm just going to ride on the hood."
Yeah.
Boom, I jump on the hood. I grab the hood lip, and he just takes off down the road. We get down the road. All my friends are like, "Just, well, all right, cool." And they walk up the street.
We'll meet you down here.
We'll meet you down here. Cool. I go. We turn around the corner. All of a sudden, according to Todd, a mythological creature ran out in front of him, so he had to brake. I fly off. I hit my head. I've still got the scar, and I'm bleeding all over the place. He's freaking out. I'm just, like, out of it. I'm like, what happened?
And we don't even realize it's as bad as it is.
And so
Dave comes back
they
and
finally,
meets us.
He drops me back off with the group, and they're like, I'm like, "Oh, God." I explained to them what happened. They're like, "Oh, God." And they're like, "It doesn't seem that bad, but it's dark out. We're walking." We get to Video Palace.
Dave's covered.
And the whole back of my head is bleeding.
And we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
So we really quickly went in.
We still
rented. World War III 98, or 97.
Yeah,
the wrestling tape we always rented.
And by the way, I was like, I don't feel so good.
Out of all options of going to the hospital or getting out of there, it's like, well, we've got
to
fucking get
a movie. We had to walk
first,
back,
of course.
I mean, we came to get a movie. So,
like, Chris and I think, concocted this ingenious plan where we're like, okay, so here's what happened.
We gotta explain it to Dave's mom.
And you know when it's bogus, when it has way too much detail?
Oh,
and we're like, okay, so
accurate.
We're walking over by campus, and Dave walked backwards down the stairs for some reason and fell on the back of his head.
Because that's better than
because
whatever happened.
We're trying to protect our boy from the truth of he jumped on someone's car like a dumbass because he was trying to be Teen Wolf.
It is fucking
funny. I was so Teen Wolf.
See, but your parents probably would have, you know, bought that one more than I was, like, going down the stairs backwards.
Nope. Because we told her that story. She's like, "Yep, that sounds about right." They took me to the hospital, got me stitched up, and we continued on with the party.
Yeah.
All my friends stayed here and watched the movie and had food and all that good stuff. And I was like, But
El Concussion.
Oh, yeah, I had a bad concussion on that one. That was pretty bad. Yeah, I could never be bald because I got so many dents in my head, especially the two brand new fresh ones. It'd be horrible. That's some of the dumb shit. I don't know if that's the dumbest thing I've ever done, but it's up there.
I think the dumbest thing is when you tempted fate by giving your mom the DX crotch chop in the middle of a parking lot because you were a rebellious teenage boy and that was the thing to do, and Brian and I had our lives flash before our eyes the moment that you did that.
Or when you fucking accidentally fucking made kicked her.
Oh, I was way young for that when I accidentally kicked her.
So we're
but my dad nearly murdered me for that. The first time my dad ever struck me, and last time, it was because I was throwing a temper tantrum, and I went to go push my mom away from me. And I accidentally kicked her in the stomach. I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry." That's about the last words I said. And then giant bear claws, like, "Murder."
Well,
and I'm like, "Oh." And I just laid there. Just let him hit me. I'm like, "All right, cool. Don't even block."
So what exactly was the timeline for the DX thing? Like, it was, okay, you...
Okay, well...
For people that don't know...
It was 97.
There was these wrestlers named Degeneration X that would do this stupid crotch thing where they would make an X with their arms and like pelvic thrust at the same time.
Yeah,
all the teenagers were doing it if you were alive back then.
So we're at the bookstore and
it's like 98 or 99.
Like, what caused the initial confrontation? I don't remember exactly.
Mom was pissed off. I was being an asshole.
Yeah, that's about right.
So that happens, and. And then Dave starts to walk home.
Well,
so Brian and I...
That wasn't really... We were getting out of the van or something like that, and I gave her the suck it symbol. And she drove off, and she came back around, and she's like, "Car!" She's all pissed off. And then I lean into the van. That was a dumb move. And she grabs my shirt and she's like, "You fucking ever do that stupid shit again?" And she throws me, and I hit my head on the top of the van. Not hard at all.
Playing around.
Yeah.
made it so much worse.
Yeah. Not even hard at all. So I hit my head, and then I lay in the middle of the parking lot.
Made a big scene.
For like 5 minutes.
Made a big scene as if...
I've been killed.
Like cops are alive.
So her embarrassment factor went like tenfold. And she was like, "Come back around again after I'd gotten back up.
Please get the hell up now. I'll get in the car."
Oh, she was so fucking pissed.
And this entire time, our friend Brian and I are in the car, dead silent. We were just like, "What the hell do we do in this situation?"
I'm in the car. I'm supposed to be quiet.
Okay. Not nearly as bad as when they flipped out on you. When you thought, "But all right, we got the first apartment together," they're like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "It's a lease." Me and Steven, "Do you get this to this?" Steve's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't."
I had no idea.
And I yelled back at them. They weren't really mad at him. They were just like completely caught off guard and shit like that.
Oh,
it turned out to be a good experience, though. I get along with my folks now, though. I got along with them pretty good then. Too, but like when I was between like 11 to 13, 14, I was
bad time.
I was an asshole.
Call them the glory days.
Sure, that's what mom would call them. This is why I have gray hair days. You want to see Jesus tonight days. Oh my God. I don't know what I did to deserve it, but I'm sure I did. Mom got super pissed off at me on one Christmas Eve and stuff like that. And I'm laying on the couch and she leans over the couch and she's yelling at me about something and I'm being a smartass and she starts choking me. Not like hard, but she's like, "You want to see Jesus tonight?" Getting all fucking pissed off.
We're talking like fake doing it.
Not really, but she's just out of control pissed off. I drove her to the ass freaking numbness, and that's my fault. I know that. It's still funny now. I know she probably was like, "Fuck that, I sound horrible." No, I earned every beating and everything I ever got and did. Or like the time she was just pissed off at me. We were outside. I got mad at the dog for trying to run away, so I disciplined him in front of everybody and embarrassed her, and so she got inside, and then I went inside to get yelled at pretty much. And so my dad was sitting in the chair, not really, he's like, "Whatever, you're in the way of the TV." So she's mad at me and yelling and stuff like that, and she's gotta go to the bathroom, and so she goes upstairs and she doesn't gonna shut that door when she's going to the bathroom. She's gonna keep yelling at us while she's going to the bathroom. And so she comes back down the stairs and I'm fucking laughing at her.
Okay.
I could not stop laughing at her. It was an impossibility. And of course it's just pissing her off even more. And she's just like, "Why the fuck would you laugh at me?" Blah 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 and all this kind of stuff and crap like that. And
I didn't even touch you with it.
She really... Okay, so what is happening?
So what just happened while Dave was telling the story...
We're talking about parents.
We're talking about
kids.
And
I was attempting to amuse Ava with some money, and
so
all my money now.
And so Ginger hit her with a wooden stick.
Hit her with a wooden stick. I absolutely pretended to.
He didn't even touch her with it.
The feds are going to listen to this and be like, "We got this on tape."
He didn't even touch her. You know what the best part about that was? He looked at it as if there was something on there that actually hit her. Like, when did this turn into a hammer?
Being as though, you know, everybody's ready to date parents are terrible and then they're awesome now, this is also the Vrino, same woman that came over and played beer pong at your apartment with us.
Yes, she did. And fucking won.
She won beer pong and then said the greatest quote in history.
Oh, God, what it was.
You started saying something and she goes, "Dave, fuck you and the horse you rode in on."
The horse you rode in on.
It's fine. No, you didn't get hurt.
So as this heartwarming moment where Ava and Ginger hug finally.
So she's coming down the stairs and she's pissed and mad and stuff like that. And I'm laughing at her and stuff. And she's getting even more mad, getting in my face. And my dad's like, Mona. And she's like, still yelling. She goes, Mona. She's like, why in the fuck is he laughing? And she's like, he's like, Mona. And she's like, what? And he goes, turn around. She's got the toilet paper roll stuck in the back of her pants, but it's going all the way into the bathroom.
There's no way you can fight was yell at someone.
Fight was done. Over.
Your intimidation factor disappears.
Yeah,
at that
she's
point.
Like, well, no, what like, the fuck am I gonna do?
She's like, I feel like a giant jackass right now.
Well, I think that's about it for this
random
episode.
Random stories, man.
Random stories episode of Triangle Face Podcast. Episode 9 next week, our first milestone.
Ooh.
Bringing the big 10-0.
Hopefully we'll get Brad back on here.
I thought this was episode 9.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, oh, okay. Brad would probably...
The next time.
Brad would think this is episode 3F or some bullshit makes no sense.
Okay.
Huh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just saying because they all had the word T in them, or the letter T in them, so they're probably all related.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think found Transformer.
I think we found a Transformer.
So... Have a good night, everyone. We'll see you next
time.
2 weeks from now, probably.
Whenever we're fucking ready.
Peace.
Out!